Yeah, I suppose that'd be carbine one. I mean, I learned a couple things, you know, but it was mostly the basics. You know, how to zero a rifle, firearm safety, and then shooting at different ranges out to 100 and trying different zeros, that kind of thing. Kneeling, standing, prone, just the basics. You know, I'd already had that down. But two-man was absolutely overwhelming. The first day we got through, you know, the flat range shooting pretty quick as a group, and then got through the qualification, whether we were going to shoot or not. Everybody passed. Some barely passed. But then we got to sleep on it, you know. Well, we got into the shoot house, and we did a lot of dry stuff, you know. And he taught us a lot there, and we got to sleep on that. So when we came in the morning, kind of did a quick refresher, and we were all, you know, feisty and ready to go. And sleep helps with that, right? Your brain deals with that stuff in your sleep and processes it. And we were able to just jump right back in the next day, and then it was just a pile of stuff. And we all wanted to shoot in the shoot house, but when it came to shooting, everybody was real nervous. And I was just like, let's just remember how awesome this situation is. This is amazing. You know, America. And everybody kind of livened up, and we got to it. And once the first shots, you know, were off, we were all, and Innie gave us a real, just one room to clear at first. And just shooting in a house. Me and my buddy were running suppressors anyway, so we didn't have any, you know, crazy concussions going on or nothing like that. So, but yeah, I ended up shooting with another dude because we had an odd man out. We didn't get to run our teams every time. And I had to shoot about 2 feet from his face through a door. And if I didn't have that suppressor on my short barrel rifle, he probably would have grabbed his face.